Mrs. Fairfax had asked me to post a letter for her. It was cold, but I didn't mind. I only had to be careful because there was ice on the road. I exchanged some polite words and drank some hot tea with the post lady. When my fingers were warm again, I knew that it was time to return. As I was walking back to Thornfield, I heard the sound of a horse behind me. I wanted to make way, so I stepped aside. I stood partially behind a tree. The rider could not see me from afar. The horse was moving fast, but slipped on the ice and fell. The man managed to jump off before the horse hit the frozen ground. They both struggled to get up. I did not know where to run to help first. "Are you hurt, sir? Can I do anything?" I asked. I could hear he was swearing, but he did not reply. "Are you injured?" I tried again. His horse was up again, but the stranger was still on the ground. I came to him and offered my hand to help him stand up. He looked angry with me for some reason. His dark eyes were like shooting spikes. I stepped back, but then found some courage and took another step closer. I helped him to stand up and walked him to the nearest rock, where he could take a seat. He touched his left leg and grimaced in pain. "If you wait here, I can run to Thornfield and bring some help."
"Thornfield?" he asked, not amused.
"Yes, it is where I live." He looked at me with sudden interest, which quickly waned away.
"No, just fetch me my horse."
I helped him onto the saddle, and he looked down at me again, his dark hair shining like black fire, and then he left without a word.